Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jews believe they are living in the days, as in the days of Esther, when the world wanted to annihilate them. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, because of the rise in anti-Semitism, not only in the Middle East, but actually across the world, do you not see in the future, in the near future possibly, more days like the days of Esther when there is a desire to eliminate the Jewish people for the earth? Are those days ahead?
Well, Jimmy, I'd have to divide my answer into two. There is, as you point out, a resurgence of irrational anti-Jewish feeling in many places, or shall I say, too many places. Even on campuses of universities, where you would think people study rationally and research and get to the facts. But I'm not going to get into that. It's very disturbing what's happening between professors and students in today's universities. The second aspect is that in the sense of elimination, I'm always amazed that of all the nations of the world, I think United Nations now, there's like, I don't know, they're pushing 200. The only people who constantly have to defend their right to be a state, the right to be a national group with its own culture and history and language and literature and customs, is the Jewish people in the Middle East in a small little state called Israel. So yes, we do feel sometimes that there is a ganging up, that there is an attempt not to alter borders, or to do this or that, but as if, let's just get rid of Israel and everything will be okay. That still is, as I see it, a problem that the world has to deal with so many years after they tried to deal with it in a very different way in the middle of Europe.
Winky Medad with the details why Jews believe they are living in days like the days of Esther. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The rise of anti-Semitism across the world is a precursor to the days of Jacob's trouble, as described in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7. There is a time when the world system in the future, plus the Antichrist and his evil angels, will try to annihilate the Jewish people. That's Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 17. In Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8, the ancient Jewish prophet reveals that 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed in that time. Anti-Semitism today is setting the stage for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...